Blog Talk Radio.
Music thanks to Ralph Williams. Oh my God, the thunder coming out of that one, and we are so blessed to have the opening theme back. We are on target. This is the Wrestle Talk Across the Country podcast. We're here each and every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern. If you happen to miss it, we realize an hour goes by quick. blogtalkradio.com/ Mancini Sports Podcast Platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I get ready to man the board and come back at the 8:10 mark, let me do the introductions. Ralph, we'll start with you. We'll go to Bubba Brewer and Smoking Jim Frazier. And there is a lot to talk about, as there is about 126 now up on this carpet here, ready to listen to this great show. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. And how are you today, my brother?
I'm doing well, Mark. Thank you. And you can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. You can also get a hold of me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, X platform. And also I have my own YouTube channel. You could check out the new The Way We See It, and also archive versions of Sports Corner, both the radio show and our podcast from months ago. And you can also check out all my other shows there as well, Ralph Williams One-on-One, and Telling It Like It Is with me and Leo Haggerty on Saturdays as well. So also you can catch me on Beaver County Radio, 99.3 FM, 1230 AM, Beaver County Radio's website, Facebook, and also their YouTube channel as well, and also their app, and on www.rwmedia.org. All right, Bubba, how are you? How can I get a hold of you?
Well, I'm doing great, guys, and it's always a pleasure to be on Thursday nights. Everybody can get a hold of me and subscribe to the Triple B Experience on YouTube and Facebook and listen to my shows on Spotify. And if you need to email me, go to triplebb77.official@gmail.com, and I'm ready to talk some wrestling.
All right. Thanks, Bubba. And it's great to have you on board tonight. Smoking Jim Frazier, my man. What is your information here? I'm going to get a hold of you.
Instagram, Smoking Jim Frazier. Facebook.
All right. Okay, our show tonight is sponsored by Amped Up Sports, Sideline Sports, Let's Talk Sports, Mancini Media, South Florida Tribune, and our brand-new sponsor, ASAP Sports, is our brand-new national sponsors. I want to thank them for sponsoring the program. Also, we're in the First Line Consulting Services Studios. 1-877-926-6982 is the number. Give them a call today. Do you need a website? They will make your website, upload your information, upload your videos, all for one low monthly price. First Line Consulting Services, 1-877-926-6982 is the number to call. And that's for First Line Consulting Services Studios. Okay, we have some other sponsors. We'll get to those later. But we're going to get started here with our Wrestle Talk. We're here every Thursday night here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, let's get a comment in here real quick before we get started. Dalen from Chelmsford, Mass. says the Patriots are going to run the Cowboys into the ground come Sunday. Yeah, Dalen, this is a wrestling program, not a sports program. So, right now. All right. All right, so there we are. Okay, let's move on here. All right, but thanks for listening anyway. So there we are. All right, I got a whole bunch of wrestling news here, guys. So much that I don't know what to do with it. But I want to say a prayer. One of my source, national sources that gives me wrestling information has COVID, and he's unable to give me the information I need. But I have another source that I reach out to. He was able to give me some stuff, but he couldn't give me what this guy does. This guy's better than the other one. So but let's say some prayers for him tonight that he gets better from COVID, okay? And our listeners right now, we're at 148 people are listening here. Also, Fran from Des Moines, Iowa says, likes the show every week and for us to keep up the great work. All right, Impact Wrestling, Kenta, formerly from WWE, will make his debut from WWE this Thursday, or tonight, actually. Deonna Purrazzo's contract and Heath Slater's contracts are running out. Rumor has it that they both are going to head to the WWE. Deonna's going to start in NXT, and Heath Slater probably will go back to the main roster. He was on the main roster at one time. Years ago, he used to team up with Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre, and they were called 3MB. And he also teamed up with what's-his-face. Oh, man, his name on the tip of my tongue, too.
Rhino.
Yeah, there we go, Rhino. That's right. Thank you, Bubba. Sammy Callahan. Sandy Callahan is a free agent at the end of this month, which, of course, is coming up. PCO's contract is running out in October, and he says he's possibly thinking about retiring. He is 55 years old. So there you go, Bubba, your buddy PCO there. He's retiring from Impact, so there you are. All right, ROH, the Elite, have won the six-man tag team belts. Eddie Kingston is now the new ROH Heavyweight Championship. Saturday they had a special event. Gravity beat Lee Johnson. Also, Ethan Page, he's on a roll. He beat Raja and Billy Starks. Okay, I'm sorry, Billy Starks pinned Lady Frost. So there we are on that one. Action Andretti and Darius Martin, they defeated the Outrunners. All right, and so there we are. Those are just a few matches. Shibata defeated Nick Wayne. Nick Wayne's been sort of on a little losing streak lately. Lee Moriarty from Pittsburgh defeated Lee Johnson, and that was his second match of the night. Then Athena defeated Angelina Love to retain. Angelina Love is now in ROH and also been wrestling back in Impact. She has left the NWA. All right, guys, we'll dissect this, and then we'll get into AEW and WWE news. We'll start with you, Smoke and Jim. What's your thoughts on all this? Right there, Smoke and Jim. Hello?
Sorry about that, Ralph.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Congratulations to PCW. I'm on retiring. What a great, great career.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How about you, Bubba?
Well, he did some crazy stuff, but he rejuvenated himself and did that, I don't know, that creature looked like a Frankenstein gimmick, and he was, he had some crazy stuff, and, you know, hey, he did some stuff in the WWE with, you know, he did some stuff, and he reinvented himself, but also, too, when you said Heath Slater and Peraza, I can't see those two making any impact, no pun intended, to the WWE. I just don't think that they're, you know, they just got rid of some dead weight and stuff. Why would they want to pick up some other, you know, guys and girls that haven't, like, they're good and Impact. I don't think they're WWE talent right now. So I could be wrong, but I would not sign them.
No, you know, they could do like Matt Cardona. He's with MLW, and he's with that EGW or something like that, that World Class Wrestling or something. He's with them. And, you know, so, and he's doing pretty good for himself on the independent circuit and on these.
Yes, he is.
So, I mean, you know, some people can bake a cake and some people can't, guys. And that's where we are with Matt Cardona. And he hasn't bought in like Chelsea Green did to the WWE BS, you know, so there we are. And he stayed out there. And so we'll see where that goes. All right. I want to talk to you today about Sleep Pittsburgh, 412-462-7858. Give them a call today, 8th Avenue in Homestead. Also, that's sleeppittsburgh.com. Also, give them a call today. They will set you up with a very comfortable bed at a low price. Also, you can get no credit check financing. They have a big warehouse full of assortment, full of many things, day beds, bunk beds. Check out their website for their inventory. Stop by 8th Avenue and Homestead. Sleep Pittsburgh for the best sleep tonight. All right. Let's get into AEW. John Moxley out of action right now with a concussion. The rumors I'm hearing right now, and they've been pretty stickler, he was advised after this concussion to retire. But you know John Moxley, guys, and I know John Moxley. He's not going anywhere. What's your thoughts, Bubba?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. He's not going anywhere. And that's why that match got botched and that referee, you know, made that count, because he just won that title. And they were going to push him, and it just he's going to have to get that title back and then continue that storyline. But Moxley's not going anywhere, and if he did go, that's a big blow to AEW, because they need all the star talent they can have right now.
Absolutely, Bubba. Smoking Jim?
Yeah, I agree with you and Bubba. You know, Moxley, he's not going anywhere.
All right. Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho are going to be teaming up with Fibucci. And they're going up against the Don Callis family in the next pay-per-view. Guys, I never saw this coming. Jericho and Omega teaming up together. Let's start with you, Smoking Jim.
Yeah, you know, they're going to do very well. But, you know, you can't defeat the Don Callis family. Come on. The man goes all the way to Japan to learn some new moves, man. His guys is picking up stuff from continent to continent, man. So, hey, Don Callis is the man. He'll find a way for his team, his family to win. So, you know, I don't think that, you know, Jericho and Omega has a chance.
How about you, Bubba?
Well, Omega and Chris Jericho in Japan with those three matches, you know, those were phenomenal. They gave it all out, and Jericho could actually, you know, keep up with Omega, you know, and now they are tagging up because they have to take out Don Callis, the Jackal, for what you will, you know, because he did that in the WWE a long time ago with the Truth Commission. But Callis is real conniving. He's great on the mic. So if those two egos of Omega and Jericho can band together to wipe out Callis off the face of the earth, that will be their mission. But can they do it, because they have too much ego? We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, you know what, Bubba, you're right on that. Don Callis was right on this. I mean, you know, he was supposed to take Jericho in with his family, and then he stabbed him in the back. He stabbed Omega. Because he said, and I agree with Don Callis, Omega's kind of lost his step lately. He's been busy playing around with the Young Bucks, and he was trying to make him into a serious wrestler, and he kept playing around with the Young Bucks. So, you know, there you are. Here's where we are with both of them. They're both on a downside right now. So we'll see if they can pick it up. All right, reports out Dolph Ziggler will be joining AEW very shortly, and Christian Cage has officially won the TNT title, officially now. He's officially won it, all right? What's your thoughts on this Dolph Ziggler thing? We'll start with you, Bubba.
Adding Dolph Ziggler to any roster is a plus. He has so much experience. He's a former champion. He's won every title in the WWE, and they put him on the shelf at home till May, and they just had – what he was doing was putting everybody over. Him and Bobby Roode tagging up were they were a great tag team, and I love that tag team. And I love Bobby Roode, and with Dolph Ziggler, they could have been the champs for a long time, but they just didn't. They just didn't want him to have the ball. So if Dolph goes to AEW, he's going to be in a title contention. People that are Dolph fans will slide to AEW. I don't know if he's legally can have his name, you know, unless he's got to change his name, you know how that goes. So, but people will turn a little bit to see these WWE people coming to AEW. That's how it always goes. But I wish him well.
All right, Smoking Jim.
Hey, I can't add anything else to what the Brew Crew said, man. He was right on the money.
All right. Yes, he was, actually.
You.
All right. Christian Cage has officially won the TNT title, as I mentioned. Well, we know where that's going. Also, Eddie Kingston has re-signed with a 4-year contract with AEW ROH combined. Edge is signing a contract with AEW. Let's talk about Adam Copeland here. Smoking Jim, what do you think of this Adam Copeland signing with AEW as well?
Well, I tell you what, man, they ain't letting no grass grow under their heels, man. They're signing people left and right, and I think it's a great move.
All right, how about you, Bubba?
Did they sign him? Is it official, though?
Well,
or
they're
is it just speculation?
No, they're working
on their roster. I mean, I didn't see anything. I mean, I know they were talking, and I know they're in negotiations, and I don't know. Maybe you, because you do break the news, Ralph. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You break a lot of news, and I didn't know if he signed, it'll be good. But he's also 49 years old, and once again, like I said, if he did sign, he will bring in WWE fans to AEW because there's a lot of edge heads. But he's going to have to change his name if he signed. Yeah, he's going to have to change his name if he, he'll be Adam Copeland maybe or whatever his old gimmick name, and I can't remember it. Offhand, but it was pretty funny, and he'll have to do that because he won't be Edge no more. But if he did sign, you know, it's good.
Well,
it's not official.
Bubba, but what it is, but what it is, I hear he is going to sign. That's what
okay.
I hear.
Oh,
he
okay,
is.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Not he
well,
has.
If he does, if he signs Ralph and Smokin' Jim, it'll add eyes to AEW, and he's still a viable hot commodity. And he's still very, he's 49. He's still in good shape, and he can bring some eyes to AEW. Tony Khan got a big pot of money. So,
oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. And, you know, AEW right now is struggling in the ratings. They're struggling financially, so they need this. They need to really get the AEW boom going again. And this might just do it for them, especially if they can get both Dolph and Adam Copeland. That's going
to
work.
They need
out really
to book
good.
Better, Ralph. They need to book better. If they book better and make great matches, they can get great ratings. They just got to book it better.
Yeah, and they're putting people in the wrong place, guys. Look at how many times they've had, they have, in the wrong faction. It just don't work out. I mean, you know, Tony Khan's got to do a better job with that. Or he's got to get somebody in here that can, you know, into the AEW. Rumors Tony Khan is buying New Japan Wrestling, not old. New Japan Wrestling. We'll see what goes on with that. He's trying to sell ROH right now because ROH isn't working well, and they're going to put everybody into AEW. I'm hearing that story too. ROH is losing money, guys, because they don't have a national TV audience like they did before when they were on the CW and they were on the Point or whatever channels they were on in Pittsburgh here. At least you could watch it on, if you have a digital box, at least you could watch it on TV. And I used to work their tapings at Stage AE, and so I know what they do. They tape for 4 episodes that go on 4 weeks, 4 different Saturdays, and they tape them in advance, and then they put them on. And they usually would come to Pittsburgh and do April and December. But, you know, ROH hasn't left where they are. I don't know where they are, but they haven't left there. So, you know, it's that, and they don't have a TV deal. They don't have any source of putting it out there. You have to buy a membership on the ROH club or something, you know, in order to do this, you know.
But, Ralph, let me just add a little bit. If they get on the new Max, the HBO Max, because AEW is supposed to, in 2024, do the pay-per-views on Max, if they put Ring of Honor also on there, that could be a viable thing. Now, I heard it's going to be extra money. It's going to be $10 more on the Max. But that would be a good viable place for Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor at one time was very, very good, and they have a lot of good wrestlers. They just have to know how to put them, like you said, Ralph, and how to book it.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. It's all about booking, and you know this, Bubba. You were a wrestler. It's all about booking. It's all about creative. I mean, you know, if neither one of them work, you know, that's like if you scramble eggs. If you don't crack the egg right or whatever and scramble it properly, it doesn't work. You know, so it's the same thing as that, you know, but only in wrestling. All right. Also, and possibly terminating ROH and having everyone, I already discussed that. All right. Malakai Black made a statement that he is unhappy with AEW right now. He's being left out in the cold, he claims. He's 38 years old. He wants to try to, you know, resurrect his career. He was told he could when he came into AEW and they're playing games with him, and he's not happy, and he made it be known on social media. Serena Deeb has not been seen on TV for a while. Well, there's heat between her and AEW management, and they've kept her off of TV. So my next question to you guys, who's the guy in the mask that assaulted Jay White in the back room last night at the end of Dynamite? I did not see Dynamite. I had to go on YouTube because I don't have a TV right now. It's being delivered tomorrow. My TV went kaboom. So I could not watch it, actually watch it to see what was going on. I could listen to it because I still have a voice. I just don't have a picture. My TV went, you know, the picture went kaboom. So, who attacked Jay White in the mask? Who do you think it is? We'll start with you, Smoking Jim.
Woo, that's a good question, man. I have no idea. That's a mystery. What you think, Will?
Yeah, I like it too. Speculation that I heard today is it's MJF. What do you think, Bubba?
Wow.
I don't know why it would be MJF. He's the champ. But here's a crazy thing, and it's a hypothesis. I know he's hurt and whatever, and I don't know if that's a work injury with Adam Cole, as I read, and they said it's real. Now, I could see Adam Cole putting a mask on and trying to reform the Bullet Club. He was once into the Bullet Club big time, you know, and I think he's going to screw over MJF. Or I'm going to go with that. If he's not hurt in the story, you know, and it's all a storyline, and he's faking his injury, you know, and then he comes back and has the leader of the Bullet Club, and he goes after MJF for a title because Adam Cole wants to be heavyweight champion. Doesn't matter about friends. It's all about the title, if it's the case.
That's it, Bubba. You're right. But Britt Baker insists that this is not a storyline. She insists he is really injured. So we're going to find out.
It's bad luck. He just had a concussion, and then if he's out for a long period of time, all this storyline and all this stuff, they have to give up the titles. I think he's working it. I think he's working everybody. I think he wants the title. He wants the title. It's jealousy. I think that's
what he wants. Could be.
Title.
That could be. All right, I want to talk to you today about Bon Journey. It's a cover band that's here in the Western Pennsylvania area. They're playing September 30th at Jurgles, 8 p.m. in Warrendale. I want to advise everyone, if you've ever been to Jurgles, maybe you have, if you're new to going to Jurgles to see Bon Journey, because you heard it here on this program and all my other shows, you need to be advised that this place is a standing room only place. So my advice to you is to get there about 2 hours early, get a table, order some food. They have great food there at Jurgles. I'm not going to advertise them anymore because they don't pay me. All right, so I'm not going to advertise them, but I will advise you so you don't say, oh, Ralph, I went there and I had to stand and I really can't stand. Well, my advice to you is get there early, get a table. If you have to sit and you don't want to stand, it's standing room only. So I wanted you all to be advised of that. But anyway, Bon Journey, September 30th, 8 p.m. at Jurgles in Warrendale. And then Sunday, October 1st, my birthday, 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the Cecil Pennsylvania Fall Festival, which will be at the Cecil Park, Community Park. What you do, go out the Parkway West, take 79 South, get off at the Bridgeville exit. As soon as you get to the traffic light, turn left, go up Route 50, you'll come right into Cecil. Real easy way to get there. No excuse not to be there. Sunday, October 1st, 2:30 to 4:30, Cecil Fall Festival as well. Bon Journey performing two spots in 2 days. No excuse to go out and see these fine guys play this fine Bon Jovi and Journey music. First Line Consulting Services Studios tonight here in Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Thursday night for Wrestle Talk, 347-205-9631. Bubba Brewer, Smoking Jim Frazier, myself, Ralph Williams, and Mark Mancini will be back soon. All right, let's get back into the news, gentlemen. Let's talk. I have some what I call odd news, which is away from all the companies. MMA promoters are looking to bring back Matt Riddle, all right? And Bellator is possibly folding up. What are your thoughts? Well, I know we don't talk, about this stuff here, Ultimate Fighting or anything, but what's your thoughts? And we'll start with you, Smoking Jim, about Matt Riddle going back to MMA.
Well, he gotta get a paycheck from somewhere. But hey, that's where he came from. It's not easy jumping back and forth. You kind of have to concentrate on one of the professional areas or the other. But he was very successful before. He kept some of his MMA background when he did wrestling. And so I'd be, really interested in seeing him in a cage.
Yeah, I would watch one of those things just to see him. I've never really seen him perform in that kind of entity, but I would be more than happy to do that. Bubba, what's your thoughts?
Well, I saw a little video vignette of Dana White just bashing the heck out of Matt Riddle. It was bad. It was negative. And that was before he went into the WWE. And Matt Riddle has charted his own destiny of being in a negative spotlight and doing what he was doing as a father, as a husband, and letting his WWE credibility and superstardom, ruin his home life. And, you can't do a lot of stuff for the smoking, because it comes back and haunts you, and it's haunted him, and he had great potential, but I don't think he'll ever be back in the WWE. Like, he NXT was great, he was good, but I think that one time when he, started mouthing off against Goldberg, and he had a mouth, and, he thought he was something, and I just see him not doing anything in the other MMA leagues, because I don't think Dana White would ever sign him to, carry his bags right now.
That's a good one there. Okay, Madcap Moss, who just got released, also known as Riddick Moss and Michael Moss and Harry Moss and whatever. All right. But anyway, he's going by the name Mike Rallis. I saw that on his Twitter page today. Mike Rallis is the name he's going by if he decides to move on in wrestling or maybe go coach a prison football team or do something. So we'll see what he does. Rob Van Dam, listen to this, guys. You're going to love this. Left his WWE Hall of Fame ring at a hotel. at a hotel, guys. At a hotel. Boy, I tell you what. That's open game for a housekeeper to steal it and pawn it off. Because I'm going to tell you something. My wife was a victim of that. We went and stayed at a hotel down in Raleigh, which I'm not going to mention. We stayed down at a hotel down in Raleigh, and the housekeeper stole my wife's mother's rings that she would carry with her all the time, and took them to a pawn shop and cashed in and got money for them. Then the pawn shop, we had a police report. They investigated the pawn shop, and the pawn shop sold them to somebody else, so we couldn't get them back. So, if he's lucky, he did get his ring back. So I want to let you guys know that. So there you are. What do you think of that, Bubba?
Well, once again, he was probably lighting stuff up, and he forgot where he put his ring. Like WWE rings aren't – they're not cheap. They're not like – Cracker Jack rings out of the Cracker Jack box. They're a little pricey. So, RVD, next time you're going to light one up, make sure you got your ring on your finger.
Yeah, there you go. What do you think, Smoking Jim?
Man, I agree with you and Bubba.
All right, guys. Don't forget about Draft 412. Draft 412 is a website, draft412.com, $9 a month. They will send you an e-magazine in your inbox. They have the most comprehensive breakdowns of players, teams, all different types of sports that they break down for you, and it's at a low monthly price of $9 a month for the inbox magazine. Make sure you get it, draft412.com. Okay, next, our WWE stuff here, guys, and I always save the best for last, you know that. All right, so let's get into that now here. All right, Chelsea Green suing WWE for an injury that she had. What do you guys think of this? Do you think this is just crying spilled milk, or what do you think, Bubba?
Crying spilled milk. She's good at it.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got to agree with Bubba.
All right, this is just a rumor, guys, but I'm going to announce it anyway. Shane, Stephanie, McMahon are possibly coming back. I think I might have mentioned this last week, but the rumor's getting hotter and hotter that the Endeavor people want them to come back and help out with the WWE and different assets of that. I think Shane is going to be a chauffeur, and I think Stephanie's coming back to clean toilets with a toothbrush. So what do you think there, Smoking Jim?
Well, I always liked Shane. I always thought, I liked the way he did his little boxing moves around the ring before the match. He was fearless, going off the ropes, diving across the ring on somebody. He was a heel. So I always liked his role. So I know he's getting a little older, but there's always room for Shane McMahon.
All right, Bubba.
Well, Shane's always smart. You know, he has money. He knows the ins and outs. Stephanie was well-liked in the company. So they're looking outside. You know, they're outside looking in. You know, and their dad is, you know, doing whatever. You know how that goes. So, and Triple H, you know what I mean? Like, he's trying to, you know, trying to get some solidified and some creativity and book some. I just read that some of these guys, you know, like HBK didn't even know some of the talent was released last week.
Well, yeah,
no,
I know.
They're not on the same page. Nobody's on the same page.
Don't you just love it, guys, when you work for a corporation or anything, nobody's on the same page. It's terrible.
All the communication, it's terrible.
All the communication we got in this country, you know, cell phones, texting, emails and stuff, and we're not on the same page. It's amazing. All right, anyway, Raw being moved possibly to another night, and NBC is looking at bringing back Saturday night's main event with the WWE, and also four major events will be on NBC as they signed a contract to move SmackDown from Fox to USA Network. I talked about this in depth last night with Mark Mancini and Peter Blake down in Tampa. We talked in depth about this. WWE, everyone, didn't fulfill their contract with Fox financially. They were supposed to, they told Fox that they would bring in X amount of money in the course of this many years. Fox is terminating the contract because they said WWE did not fulfill their end of this contract. So starting in October of next year, not this year, of next year, SmackDown will be on USA Network. And there's rumors Raw could be moved to some other entity. They're looking at Amazon. They're looking at a few other things. And I want to get your opinion on this, guys. We'll start with you, Smoking Jim.
Well, again, I think Fox is making a major mistake. WWE is huge. They're going to make their money. USA Network or whoever picks them up is going to be the benefactor. And so no matter where they go, they're bringing billions of views with them.
How about you, Bubba?
Well, the thing is, though, they said they can't compete sometimes with Monday Night Football, but some of the matchups are terrible in Monday Night Football. But remember, back in the day during the Attitude Era, Monday Night Raw was the most popular show on Monday night. If they would just once again book it and keep the good talent and good matches, it would be something. I don't know where they would move it to. Monday night has been a staple of wrestling for, oh, my God, decades and decades. And the Saturday night main event, when I was a kid, that was awesome, but I didn't know the concept, you know, when, you know, they had Hogan on first, but they switched it because, you know, they wanted to get the ratings, and that's how that was. And then they had those preliminary matches to end the show. See, when I was, you know, 12 years old, I didn't understand the wrestling concept until I got into the business and realized they want those numbers quickly with Hogan at that time, which was good. But I always liked Saturday Night Main Event. I always thought it was entertaining.
Okay, guys. The final four prediction for the Royal Rumble. Okay, here we go. You guys ready? The final four.
Ready.
All right. L.A. Knight. Not in this order. It could be any in any order. But the final four, L.A. Knight, Cody Rhodes, Gunther, and Austin Theory. Guys, I want your final four in order as to who you think would be 4, 3, 2, 1. Bubba, start with you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, three out of the four, L.A. Knight, Gunther, Cody Rhodes, and, oh, my God, the last one out of the four, it's definitely not going to be Austin Theory, but they might give him a push, but I don't think he's deserving of a Rumble win. Oh, my God, just offhand, I can't even fathom. Probably CM Punk. I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah, there you go. There's a good one. Yeah, we could start. How about we do this next week or in the next couple of weeks? We start putting together our final or our top 10, who's going to be top 10 in the Royal Rumble, the from 1 to 10. I think we should do that, put a list together, all three of us, four of us, and we'll compare them and see what we come up with, you know, and who might be number one. I think it could be either Cody Rhodes or Gunther.
I agree with that.
It has to be Cody Rhodes because, again, He's not happy right now because he was promised by Vince McMahon before Vince McMahon got removed the first time that he was going to be a champion. And then all of a sudden Triple H decided, well, we're going to build a story. And so, you know, that's why when you saw Triple H talking to Cody Rhodes in the locker room, Cody Rhodes looked at him like, you know what? It could be raining outside, and you could come in here soaking wet with a rain jacket on and tell me it's raining outside. I'd have to open up the door and go outside and look because I don't believe you. So, you know, that's the look of in the face of Cody Rhodes. So we're going to find out, but I think it's going to be either Gunther or Cody Rhodes. Hulk Hogan got married
Saturday. Let me give you my
go ahead, Smoking Jim. I'm sorry, Smoking Jim. Go ahead.
That's okay. In fourth place, Town Down. Third place, Gunther. Second place, runner up again, Cody Rhodes. And number one, it's LA Knight's time, baby.
There you go. There you go. That's a great setup there, Smoking Jim. I'm actually surprised you didn't put Theory at number one because you like Theory. So, I mean, you know,
yeah,
I'm really surprised.
It's LA Knight's time right now.
Yeah, it is. I agree with you. I agree. It's time. He's waited long enough. All right. Hulk Hogan just got married this past Saturday. All right, guys. Let's see if this marriage lasts. So, you know, we'll find out. Johnny, there better not be no sex tapes out there again.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Yeah, I know, brother. Hey, you know something, Ralphie Maniacs? There you go. Oh, my God.
And all his life, guys, look the same. It's like a carbon
copy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all look the same. There you go. Johnny Gargano was seen at the WWE headquarters. Rumor has it his contract's being renegotiated, or he was released and he wanted to go to the office to find out why. Those are the two theories we have right now for Johnny Gargano. Guys, what do you think of Johnny Gargano? Start with you, Bubba.
Love him. Love him. NXT stalwart. NXT pay-per-views were dynamite. He was Johnny Wrestling out of Ohio, you know, all-pro out of Ohio, just great. Got his opportunity to shine in the light, and hopefully they sign his contract because they need somebody that can wrestle because they don't have anybody in that caliber except maybe Cody. And he is the one. I mean, those matches in NXT pay-per-views were phenomenal. 4 stars in my eyes. Hopefully they find him.
I seen him wrestle at a live event against Ciampa at a live event down at stage.
Great. Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Jake or Smoking Jim, what's your thoughts on Johnny Gargano?
Yeah, I think that Bubba, you know, summed it up very well. You know, him and his wife are great talent, man. So let's keep it going. That's when I first seen A-Town Down. He was part of the Gargano crew.
All right, guys. Well, Smoking Jim, I have a surprise for you. You're going to want to hear this coming up next. But first, Smoking Jim, we're going to go into Jake Hager. Jake Hager, could be coming back to the WWE. The rumor is you're not going to believe this, guys. This is a ridiculous, erroneous report, but I'm going to read it off. It says Jake Hager coming back to the WWE once again as Jack Swagger and will beat Roman Reigns in a match for the title. And
that's funny.
I'm going to say something that our former general manager, our former general manager of the Steelers, Kevin Colbert, said, that's an erroneous report. So there you go. All right. Okay. And Smoking Jim, before we go to something here. All right. Tiffany Stratton is coming to the main roster, Smoking Jim. Tiffany Stratton.
Yes.
All right.
You just made my day, buddy.
All right. I got some warm news on Matt Riddle, but first, we're going to bring in Mark Mancini. Mark, how are you?
Oh, my gosh. We got a lot of comments. Let me get to some of these guys. Lance from Pensacola, Florida, loves the show. Keep up the good work. Long live the Judgment Day. I know I heard you guys knocking them yesterday in Tampa. The Judgment Day is here to stay. They're only going to get stronger. Look for one of those Usos to join them. Yeah, I don't know about that. He also chimes in. He goes, sure shots of the week, because I know you guys do them. My sure shot of the week, Northwestern going to beat Penn State.
Woo!
And don't be surprised. Yeah, don't be surprised if the Broncos and Bears tie so they keep their winless records intact.
You could be right about that, Mark. That's right. But I don't think Northwestern's going to be Penn State. I don't know what he's smoking.
No, I don't either.
You know. And, And I don't care if Skip Holtz is the assistant or the top assistant to the head coach. I really don't care. 401 is listening right now. 401.
I'm a Penn State fan.
I like Penn State too. I'm high on Penn State. They're only going to get better next year.
Yeah.
I think when you look at the four, and you guys can differ on this. I know it's a wrestling show with some of these comments coming in because they always get their sure shot in the game of the week that we pick. But my four in college football is Michigan, Penn State, Georgia, and USC. That'll be my four rolling it down. I like Alabama, but that loss and the uncertainty at quarterback has killed that thing there. But keep your eyes on, you know, Oregon in the wings here, Washington, Utah. I got some strong teams in the Pac-12 here in the final year. So, Bubba, I don't know what your take is on it, and maybe you want to comment with Lance on it as well, Smoking Jim.
Well, Mark, I've been a Penn State fan all my life, but it's kind of, for me, I'm a hometown guy. And I do a college pick show, but my other co-hosts, they know the college stuff. But I stick with the home ground. Now, when it's Penn State, I still take Penn State. Now, if Pitt's going against anybody else, I take Pitt. But right now, they're in a turbulent sea here, and they're not as good as they used to be. I like Georgia Bulldogs. I mean, who didn't last year, you know?
Smoking Jim, any comment with Lance? And I'll get to a few more of these other questions.
Yeah, I, as far as the Judgment Day, you know, I love them. I think that Solo would be great. If anybody's going to join, it'd be Solo. Hey, I won a lot of money last weekend with Penn State, 110,000 fans in a whiteout. But I tell you what, I like your four, Mark, but don't count out after I looked at Oregon. Don't count out Oregon and their coach. They look like they got something special going on down there this year.
Yeah. Kenneth coming in from Peoria, Arizona, says, guys, you must be smoking something because the team that's going to surprise everybody are the Miami Hurricanes. As far as the pros go, keep your eyes on the San Francisco 49ers. I've heard a lot of these shows across this network. Not a lot of credit with the 49ers, but the 49ers can play defense, and they play that smash-mouth type of Eastern football. Keep your eyes on the 49ers. As far as the wrestling, Riddle is a complete joke. He just comes and goes. That dude needs to be somewhere on a beach in Southern California hanging out with Aaron Rodgers watching the Jets while he's recuperating.
Here, I got something for you guys. Speaking of Matt Riddle, I just got this. All right, Matt Riddle has rejected a $1 million buyout of his contract. His legal team has rejected a $1 million buyout of his contract.
He was high when he did that, Ralph. That's
yeah.
why.
Yeah, oh, I know. No. He was at the strip club in Vegas.
Ralph, let everybody know what the deal is here for some of the listeners that are chiming in and kind of filtering in and out here. The deal with Riddle and the WWE and the buyout and everything, elaborate a little more on that for some of these people who are just tuning in.
Well, Matt Riddle's legal team has rejected a $1 million buyout of his contract from the WWE. The WWE wanted to give him $1 million to walk away because his contract's not up yet. So they wanted to buy it out. He rejected it. He turned it down. And not only that, his legal team is accusing Creative of not making him right or going against him all throughout his career at the WWE. So there you go there as well. That's his legal team. I just got this information. And some other information I got here, those of you out there who have been complaining and moaning and groaning and bitching because Roman Reigns hasn't been on TV for a while. Well, Roman Reigns is coming back. He will be on TV on SmackDown on October 13th. And then the next night on the 14th, he's going to be at the BOR Coliseum or arena there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And guess who he's facing in a house show? He's facing Sami Zayn for the title. So those of you who thought Roman Reigns was gone, and the main reason he's been gone a lot longer is he has been with his family. Afa Okoye Jr., also known as Manyo, has been hospitalized and is in serious condition. And is on his deathbed, and he claims in a tweet that I read his Twitter account, Roman Reigns, I heard that he said that he's been out helping his family with this situation. So, guys, where do we go with Roman Reigns? What do you think? We'll start with you, Smoking Jim.
Oh, man. Wow. That's sad news. Very sad news. So
yeah,
I can understand him being with his family right now.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Bubba.
No, that's terrible. I seen some stuff on my social media, and I know his family has been dealing with a lot of health issues, a lot of his relatives, uncles and cousins and stuff. So, you know, sometimes that's crucial, and hopefully, you know, the good man upstairs can shed some light on his family. But also too, he's got to get back to the wrestling. I don't think he's 100%. That's why also he's been taking some time off, and we need to have Roman Reigns because this bloodline is a big, huge story, and his cousins are holding the fort till he gets back.
Yeah absolutely. Mark, what do you think?
Well, and I'll get to Mel from Fairbanks, Alaska, coming in on the show, and he basically, you know, says Roman Reigns probably dealing with, you know, health problems right now. It looks like, you know, he hasn't looked the same. He's put on a little weight there, and maybe he just needs to take time off. The wear and tear of the wrestling can get to you. I more or less, you know, look at Reigns. I think he's put the company on his back, and he's put SmackDown on his back, and now he's just trying to, you know, recuperate a little. Listen, you know, we know the whole health problems that he's had, and he's battled a lot, but amazing contributor each and every week. And we know what this wrestling business, it's it can take its toll on you. You're in different cities. You know, I had this conversation with Tarek Brock. It's like a traveling circus. You get in cities, and, you know, and then you're out of a city, then you're bored in another city, then you get in another city, then you come home for a few days. And, you know, wrestling, these guys are together like 300-something days a year. They only get, I think, 2 months off, if I'm not mistaken. So the wear and tear, the travel, the away from the family, it wears on you. So, yeah, if he's coming back October 13th, that's Friday the 13th. Who knows? You might have a Halloween Havoc show there.
Oh, yeah. All right, guys. Brian Pillman will be making his appearance soon on NXT. They're going to start him out down there. That's coming soon. No date has been set. Undertaker, I can't believe this, but it doesn't surprise me. Undertaker is set to return for the Australia Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. I knew he'd come back sooner or later. Mark, we'll start with you.
Oh, yeah, I thought he would, too. I mean, that's going to be something, and I can't wait for that, man. I'm really giddy for this one. I'm sure you are, too, Ralph.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so happy. He's one of my favorite wrestlers ever, and I'm so happy about it. Smoking Jim, what do you think?
Hey, I got to agree with my man, Mark.
Yeah.
All right, how about you, Bubba?
I wanted him to go the way he did, and I know he's the Undertaker, but he opened up that the Undertaker gimmick, and he's, you know, Mark, you know, doing these comedy tours, and he's telling stories,
yeah. And
he put the gimmick to the side. So I don't know if they're using – maybe they're using him just for a figurehead to go to Australia and sign autographs and do that. I can't see him getting into the ring. I just can't see
it.
I mean, he's great and whatever. The Taker is the best gimmick ever in professional wrestling, but he ended it on the greatest thing in the world, on the greatest stage when he did that speech. And I don't see him doing anything besides being like a figurehead. No wrestling. I don't see that.
I was told, I think he came already, Bubba, but I'm not sure, guys. The Pittsburgh here for that. He was at the Byam Theater, I think, downtown.
Oh, it was $100 a ticket.
Sure.
Yeah. I believe
it was
$100 a ticket. Yeah. It was expensive.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's
it
not
was.
Cheap.
It was very expensive. No, it's not. Well, it's not cheap to do anything, but we'll talk about that another time. I have a list here of five free agents, and I want everyone's opinion of AEW wrestlers that their contracts are about to run out, and the WWE has on their radar to sign, which to me, after like Bubba said earlier, of all these layoffs and cuts, but these wrestlers aren't bad. Let's start with Wardlow, Ricky Starks, Cook, QT Marshall, he calls himself. They're going to bring him in as a coach. I hear he's about to retire as a wrestler, and he doesn't want to be wrestling anymore once his contract runs out. Rumor has it the WWE is targeting him to be a coach, and you're not going to believe this. When I saw this, I was shocked. Brock Anderson, Arn Anderson's son. We'll start with you, Bubba.
Oh, my God. The only one that is viable is Ricky Starks, is money, money, money. Now, Wardlow is what he just – his repertoire is not good enough for me. He's like an Ultimate Warrior 2023. Marshall is going to go in because he's good friends with Cody, and Cody probably got on that job as a coach. And Anderson's kid, nothing against Arn Anderson, great. His son, unless they can bulk him up and make him look good and get him the fundamentals a little more, but he'll have to go through NXT. And the biggest loss is Jade Cargill, guys. That's the biggest loss of AEW.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that is. We'll start with you, or next, I'm sorry. Smoking Jim.
Hey, I got to agree 100% with the Blue Crew. I can't add anything more.
All right, Mark.
Well, you know, I think, you know, when you look at it, I agree Wardlow is, you know, a viable force there and Cargill moving on. But I think that the House of Black to me is, you know, when you look at this guy, something's going to give with him. The back injuries is just going to kill him. It's almost like Edge. As much as I like Black, I mean, it's just, you know, he's just falling apart wherever he goes. He didn't do nothing in the WWE, and you know, you're seeing what's happening here.
Yeah, exactly. Stuck with that House of Black stuff. I agree with you, Mark, on that. All right, guys, I want to talk to you and everyone out there in the nation today about Hillcrest Farms. If you're in the Ohio area, you live in the Ohio area, visiting the Ohio area, I like to visit towns in Ohio. My favorite town, other than Richmond, Ohio, is Sugar Creek, Ohio. But also, I would like to talk to you today about Hillcrest Farm in Richmond, Ohio. They have hay, grain, beef. Contact them today at 740-346-5442, 740-632-2894. HillcrestFarmsOhio@gmail.com is their email address. If you need any further details or any directions to get there, check out their website, www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com. They are shipping. Get a hold of them today. Richmond, Ohio is 45 minutes from Pittsburgh. No excuse to take the family out there. But first, email them or call them and get directions to put in on your GPS. They will give you the specific wording to put in on there. We have 514 listeners tonight, and I hope maybe somebody will head out to Hillcrest Farms. Check out their package deals online as well. Ground beef box, $95, 20 pounds of ground beef, and a whole lot more. Hillcrest Farms, Richmond, Ohio. All right, guys.
Hey, Ralph, with about four minutes and change, I know it's that time again, where we're going to try to get these in quick where we won't go over. I'll start with you with the sure shot of the week, and don't be surprised because a lot of these listeners are throwing some things in here. They're telling me the Lions is the sure shot of the week. So, and I can't get to everybody, but your sure shot of the week, whether it's college or the pros, we'll give it over to Bubba. Smoking Jim will take one, and then I'll take it, and then we'll get the closing out.
My sure shot of the week is, Pitt's getting ready to play Virginia Tech. And at the beginning of the season, I said, this is going to be an easy game. Well, guess what? Now, they might lose this game. And guess what? I found out yesterday that Michigan State has increased their list of who they want to hire as their new head coach. And it went from five names to 10. And guess who's number six? Pat Narduzzi. Guess what, folks? I told everybody online or on Facebook, and I'll say it again. Go to church, kneel down and pray that Michigan State hires Pat Narduzzi. Go ahead, guys. Go ahead, Smoking Jim.
Bubba?
Oh, my sure shot of the week. One of the top five pound for pound of all time, Canelo Alvarez over Jamel Charlo.
Wow.
Take it to the bank.
All right, Bubba.
Well, I just hope my team goes down to Houston and win one. But my short thing of the week is the lovely Denver Broncos and Chicago Bears. Whoever loses this is getting the number one pick.
Oh, God. I had the Packers. The Packers is the worst team in the NFL, followed by the Bears. The Bears might exceed that one on me, so it's pretty damn close. But I will tell you this. My sure shot of the week is the Milwaukee Bucks. I love the Bucks. Being a Pittsburgh guy, I could have went on the other side and took Philadelphia, but I've always grew up liking the Bucks. Bucks are going to take the NBA championship, bringing in the Dame time. Damian Lillard there. Don't be surprised, and I know probably Smoking Jim's watching me on this one. Don't be surprised if the Redskins go into Philly and pull a stunner this Sunday. As we wind this thing down, Smoking Jim, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. We'll get over to Bubba Brewer, and then we'll get it over to Ralph to wrap this thing up.
Instagram, Smoking Jim Frazier, Facebook.
Okay. And Bubba?
Yeah, I got Bubba.
Okay, everybody, thanks for tuning in again. I love being on the show, America. You can get a hold of me at the Triple B Experience on Facebook, and you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, the Triple B Experience, and you can email me at triplebseventy7.official@gmail.com, and I love doing this, and thank you, America.
And Ralph Williams, you're all over the place. Let the sponsors and everybody know how they can get a hold of you, my friend.
Yeah, Ralph Williams 737@gmail.com. Also, you can get a hold of me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter X platforms. Also, YouTube channel, Beaver County Radio. Tuesday night, myself, Smoking Jim Frazier, 5 to 6 p.m., 99.3 FM, 1230 a.m., Western Pennsylvania's number one sports talk program, and we're beating everybody out in the ratings. And guess what, guys? This coming Tuesday, a closing Pirates show. 1 hour of Pirates. I got legend John Parado coming on in studio. Claudio Rosano had
good.
To cancel. And then I have Marty Leap from Rump Hunter. And we're going to talk 1 hour of nothing but the closing of the Pirates this year, the closing show for the Pirates.
Yep, damn good show. And I'm with Parado and all those guys, Rump Hunter, that's going to be a great one. I got to tune in on that one definitely Tuesday. You can get me all over the place at top of the hour. Well, that crazy show out of Indianapolis, Indiana. I don't know if they do it on a speedway there or what, but that'll be John Guy, Captain Jet, Eli. Who knows who else is invited to that assisted living place. But it'll be a dandy. Catch me on the Pirates tomorrow as they come back home to wrap up three games with the Fish in the Berg. Can't wait to do this next week, same time. For Bubba Brewer, Smoking Jim, and Ralph Williams out there in the Berg, yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. One of these days, probably next year, we're going to do a remote from Pittsburgh, the four of us. That'll come, I promise you. Till then, have a blessed one. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We love you.